with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, July 17th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, yesterday was the last day of sub-state postseason action for high school baseball, as 3A and 4A baseball teams in the state were able to punch their tickets to Lewis and Clark Park in Sioux City, not too far from here. We'll be having some great state tournament action. Let's take a look at some of the MRAC schools that were competing in Class 3A in sub-state 1, where number 6-ranked Bishop Heelan survived a lead late from Harlan, and the Crusaders defeat the Cyclones to get to state by a score of 4-2. In Class 3A Substate 2, Lamar's Communities bracket, well, it came down to extra innings as Sergeant Bluff Luton shut out number 10-ranked MOC Floyd Valley, a final margin of 2-0 in 9 innings, and the Warriors are heading back to the state tournament. But if you thought two MRAC baseball teams of the state tournament was enough, how about a third? In Class 4A Substate 1, number 2-ranked Sioux City East was able to defeat Lewis Central by a final score 5-1. So if you need any other confirmation about how good the Missouri River Activities Conference was in baseball this year, three of the eight teams that participate in the league are heading to the state tournament. Taking a look at their matchups in the first round on Monday, July 21st. Again, at Mercy Field, Lewis and Clark Park at 5 o'clock. Sergeant Bluff Luton is the number 7 seed. They will take on the number 2 seeded Dutch from Pella. And then at 7:30, number 3 seed Bishop Heelan will take on the number 6 seed Carlisle in a quarterfinal matchup at the state baseball tournament. That does set up the possibility for if Bishop Heelan and Sergeant Bluff Luton were to win their quarterfinal contest, they'd play each other right away in the semifinal round on Wednesday night at the state tournament. In Class 4A on Tuesday, July 22nd at 7:30, the number 1 seeded Sioux City East Black Raiders, they'll take on the number 8 seed Bettendorf in the quarterfinal round of the state baseball tournament. If East is to win, they'll take on either Waukee Northwest or Iowa City Liberty in the next round. So some great matchups set to take place in Sioux City and with Class 3A and 4A state baseball tournaments. Also taking place this week, we told you about this a little over a week ago, Taylor Lindner of Lamar's Community Bowling Fame. He is competing in Green Bay, Wisconsin at the 2025 Junior Gold Championships, and we thought we should let you know how he's doing. Now, of course, the qualification process, there's over 1,300 bowlers in Taylor's competition here. They're trying to whittle that down over the last couple of days or so with a number of games being bowled to try and see who fits the criteria to compete in the next round of the Junior Gold Tournament. The action got started on the 15th on Tuesday, where Lindner bowled his first four set of games and bowled a 747 in those first four games for an average of just under 187 per game. That placed him in a tie for 428th. Of course, that sounds not great, but 1,340 bowlers are competing, roughly so, in this Junior Gold National Tournament. So when you think about that, Taylor Lindner's in the top third of all bowlers in his class nationally, in a really good spot there. Unfortunately, in his next set of four games, he bowled a 655 in four games, failing to crack 180. That average dipped down a bit, and after eight games, he was up to a total of 1402, averaging 175 per game. That placed him at 682. He went on to bowl four more games yesterday, and after 12 games of competition, he was sitting at a 2108 with his average still right around 175. He's sitting at 685th going into the final qualifying round, which is to continue here today in Green Bay. Now, Lindner, if he's to move on in the Junior Gold National Tournament, he needs to find a way to get into the top 192 of competitors, which is going to be tough. He's going to need a really great day, but it's certainly not out of the realm of possibility if Lindner can have just about a perfect day. Again, he's sitting at 685th, still in the top half of all the bowlers that are in Green Bay, Wisconsin nationally, trying to get to the top 192 to see if he can qualify into the advancers round of the Junior Gold National Tournament. We'll keep you up to date on if he's able to do that. It's also time now as the baseball and softball season enters the state tournament and starts to start winding down here. We thought we should bring you some postseason honors in the Western Valley Conference. They've announced their all-conference softball and baseball teams for the 2025 high school softball and baseball schedules. We'll start in softball, where Kingsley Pearson has been recognized with three first-team all-Western Valley Conference picks for their play on the diamond. Worth noting, again, by the way, that both softball and baseball teams were Western Valley Conference regular season champs this year. First team honors for the Kingsley Pearson softball team, they go to freshman Caitlin Seglem, who led the Panthers in the circle with a 10-6 record and an ERA of 2.88 while striking out 125 batters in 119 innings of work. Sophomore Julia Howe, the top hitter on the team, hitting .461 this year, slugging 684 while driving in 18 runs. She's also earned first-team All-Western Valley Conference nods. And senior Brooklyn Bielner, who hit .329 this year with 15 RBIs and 6 extra base hits, she's earned a first-team All-Western Valley Conference nod as well. Blakely Goodwin, a freshman, has earned second-team All-Western Valley Conference honors for her play on the diamond this season. Goodwin in her freshman year hit .312 with 21 RBIs. That was second best on the team, and she was able to hit 11 extra base hits, including 2 home runs. Congratulations to those 4 Panthers on being recognized with some All-Western Valley Conference selections for their play on the diamond this year. We go to the baseball side of things, where Coach Taylor Duskett's squad was able to get 7 postseason honorees on all conference teams. Let's give you the rundown on who earned what. First, on the first team, Kingsley Pearson's only senior this year, Kevin Wright. He earned first-team All-Western Valley Conference honors. He was phenomenal on the mound for the Panthers, going 5-3 in 8 starts with an ERA of 1.41. And in 34 innings, he struck out 56 batters, almost the team lead in 9 fewer innings than Easton Nissen, who did lead the team in strikeouts. Wright was a shutdown pitcher and certainly earned first-team All-Western Valley Conference nods. Easton Nissen, a junior and the top all-around two-way player for the Panthers, he earns first-team All-Conference as well. Nissen hit .500 with 15 RBIs and slugged .712 with 10 extra base hits. And if that wasn't good enough for you, he was 4-3 on the mound with an ERA minuscule at 1.12, striking out 58 batters in 43 2/3 innings of work. The other first-team all-conference honoree for KP, that'd be Landon Howe. Howe hit .304 this year. He led the team in RBIs with 21 of them, and he smacked 6 extra base hits with 3 doubles on the season. Howe was also a pretty solid relief arm most of the time for the Panthers, going 1-1 out of the pen with a 2.45 ERA. He struck out 49 batters in 25 innings of work, nearly 14 strikeouts per 7 innings. Really dominant stuff there for Landon Howe as he earns first-team all-conference nods. The Panther baseball team, they actually had 4 second-team honorees. They include John Leakley, Wyatt Huizenga, Wyatt Clayton, and Tyler Cook. Both of the baseball and softball all-conference teams in their entirety for the Western Valley Conference, they can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, of course, now that all the sub-state and region finals, district finals, all that kind of good stuff for baseball and softball have completed, there is nothing on the sports schedule today anywhere across the state. We've got a couple of days to catch our breath, and then the state tournament, of course, begins on Monday. Until then, of course, for more sports news, make sure you check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Thursday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.